Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. And if that is true, then I am definitely certifiably insane, as are most pastors, as is much of the church. For you see, week after week, month after month, year after year, we continue to proclaim the Word of God, to give the free and full forgiveness of God, to offer the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion to all those who seek to know God. And yet we, and the majority of Christian churches in America, are not growing at all. We keep doing the same things faithfully, tirelessly, consistently, endlessly, hoping to reach people for Jesus and to grow God's kingdom. And yet the overwhelming majority of Christian congregations are plateaued or declining in both members and support. And so, like I said, according to this definition of insanity, I and we are certifiably insane, which is partly why working in the church these days is so deflating. It's a little like digging a hole in the sand on the shore of the ocean. No sooner do you scoop out some water than the next wave comes and fills the hole right back in again. It doesn't matter how hard or how long we work at getting the water out of that hole, because the next moment the next wave comes, all of your work is proven to have been in vain. Like I said, that's kind of how it feels to work in the church. Like no matter how hard or how long you work at it, at proclaiming and teaching God's word, nothing ever really seems to change. People either come to worship or they don't. They tithe or they don't. They study the scriptures on their own or they don't. They work at their faith or they don't. And nothing I say ever really seems to make much difference. And so quite often it feels like much of our work in the church is just like digging that hole on the beach, totally in vain. I'm pretty sure Isaiah and many of the prophets felt that way also. You see, it didn't matter what they said or did. The people of Israel and Judah rarely listen to them or change anything about their behavior. They continue to be a stubborn and rebellious people, and thus they were eventually destroyed. And so it appeared that Isaiah's 40 plus years of prophesying were ultimately in vain. Or so it seemed. But God's word to Isaiah expressed something quite different. In Isaiah 55, our Old Testament reading this morning, we read these words again from the Lord. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. I believe these words of Isaiah, or these words of the Lord to Isaiah, must have been a breath of fresh air for him, as I know they are for me. These words informed Isaiah that his perspective on his mission and his ministry was not necessarily the same as God's perspective on his mission and his ministry. God sees things and does things differently than we see things and choose to do those things. Things that you and I might see as a failure, God might consider a great success. That's why the cross is considered as foolishness to those who are perishing. Because the death of one's leader on a cross, that looks like a failed mission. Not a successful one. And perhaps it would have been a failed mission had it not been for Jesus' resurrection from the dead. But God demonstrated to us his higher ways, of which he spoke to Isaiah about, by giving his son Jesus victory over the grave, through whom we, by faith, will also one day have victory over our graves too. No matter how strange it may seem, God chose to achieve our forgiveness through the death of his son Jesus. He chose to achieve our glory through Christ's humility. And he chose to achieve our eternal salvation through Jesus' temporary damnation. As God informs Isaiah, his ways are not our ways. For as he says through the Apostle Paul, he has chosen to use the foolish things and the weak things and the lowly things of this world to bring about our eternity with himself in heaven. You see, it's by Jesus' wounds that we've been healed. And thus, while God's ways may not make sense to us or be understood by us, yet we know that his word is powerful and his word is effective. And it achieves what he sends it out to do. As rain from the heavens water the earth, so the proclaimed word of God achieves his purposes also, even if those purposes are not seen or understood by us. And thus, while Isaiah or the church or I might not see the fruits of our works revealed, yet by faith we know that God's word proclaimed by us always achieves the purposes for which God sends it. And thus, while my work as a pastor or your life and your witness as a parishioner may seem to be insane, because Nothing ever really seems to change. And I feel like so much of what we do is just in vain. Yet we know that God is at work. And God is achieving through us what He wants to achieve. Even if it isn't always what we want to achieve. And this is the promise that we have with all of God's word that we share and we proclaim to our friends, and our neighbors, and our children, and our grandchildren, and our parents, and our family members, and so on. That it has not been shared in vain. Though we may not see the results the way that we would like to see them, you know, a child returning to church, a sibling coming to faith, a friend seeking forgiveness, and so on. Yet our work of sharing Jesus and sharing His word is never a waste of time. It's never in vain, and it's never insane. For God will always use our witness to achieve His purpose. May we thus continue to share God's word at all times and in all places for the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.